Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to Oath Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, number 28 here in the Pius Etzner Rebbe's diary, entry Chav Ches. The Rebbe here is going to present us with two possibilities, two ways of understanding our experiences. We go through lots of different experiences in our life, and the question is, the Rebbe is asking us, what kind of experience is this? Which is an interesting question, because on the one hand we think, oh, we're feeling something, we're seeing something, we're sensing something. That must be what it is. Well, the Rebbe is asking, well, when we say that's what it is, what do we mean? So let me explain just by one word of introduction, and then we'll see. Hopefully this will give us a little bit of better insight into this piece, because it's actually not an easy piece to read. This month, today is the fourth day of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz, if you look in the Bnei Yisachar, Rav Hirsch Melech Dinever and other Svarim, they quote that the months of Tammuz and Av correspond to a person's two eyes. We know that each month, according to the tradition, corresponds to a different limb, to a different part of the body and the face. And the months of Tammuz and Av correspond to the eyes, to the Einayim. So one question that we have to ask ourselves is, what do we look at? What do we focus on? So we know that, of course, we have a very wide field of vision, but the Rabbeinu Shlomo made it an extraordinary thing that when we look at something, our mind is focusing our eye on only that one spot, and everything else fades out into the background. We're not looking at the panorama all the time. So one question we ask ourselves is, what are we looking at and what are we seeing? But another question when we're looking at something is, what are we seeing with? So you'll say, of course, we're seeing with our eyes. But the answer is that that's not always true. There is another way to look, to see. We can look with our eyes, with our einayim, or we can look with our lev, with our heart. When we're looking at something, are we looking at it through the lens of our eyes or through the lens of our heart? There was an amazing sefer, a Talmud Chacham, a major rabbinic scholar in Germany in the 19th century. His name was Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He authored a commentary on Tanakh called the Ksav HaKabbalah. He quotes in the context of Vayar Ha'am Kiboshe Shmoshe, the people saw that Moshe was late, so they did the golden calf. What does it mean, they saw? He says it means they saw, it means they felt. They saw it with their heart. He quotes the pasuk, V'libi roe har bechachma. My heart sees much wisdom. So you could see with your eyes, and you can see with your heart. Two different kinds of seeing, of perceiving. So the Rebbe is going to ask us, when we go through an experience, when we see something, can we tell what are we seeing with? So let's read it. Im rotze ata lahavchin, if you want to perceive, es ri'yascha, your vision, v'yir'ascha, and your sense of fear. You're going through an experience, and you're standing, and this moment is a moment of aha, of awe, of feeling like you're seeing Hashem. B'sha'a min ha'shos, from one of the moments, of any moments. And you want to know if it's one of two things. Option A, are you seeing this? Imrak b'sichlecha hisbonanta. You only saw it with your seichel, with your intellect. B'hahishtalshulus, just with the overall development. Rak b'dimyoncha, only with your imagination. Derech ho'alulim v'ha'ilos hardargim v'aprasos, through all of your calculations. Through that, you saw God. Eilov yizbarach asher l'mayla mehem, ram v'nivdal mehem istakalta v'nivcharata. You had a moment of feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm in the presence of something greater. Did that moment come from this place of besichlecha, of in your mind? Oh, Maybe did it come from somewhere else? Did you not see it with your eyes, with your mind? Oh, im be'emes niskale nishmascha lecha b'shazu. Somehow your soul sensed it. At this moment, you didn't see it with your mind or your eye. You saw it with your heart or with your soul. And with that, ve'ima yachad, with that together, be'emes, in truth, hitzatzta, you peaked derech kol ha'ishtalshalos, you saw with your heart, with your neshama, and through, by seeing with your neshama, you saw through all of the layers and the masks and the hiddenness of this world. Merchak ein cheker, to the distance which cannot be measured. Laharam v'nivdal asher l'mayla mehem u'michutz lehem. You saw that which is deeper and beyond them. And you saw, by seeing it with your inner soul, v'chi'ef sh'liros re'isa, you really saw something that you cannot see. Because this is the difference between seeing with your eyes and with your heart. Seeing with your eye or with your mind, Rav Kook writes that the seichel, writes in the Ein Hayah, that the seichel, the intellect of a person, is limited. But the seeing with the heart, seeing with the soul, the neshama, that's unlimited. V'chi'eino nitpas begeder almin tafasta. You grasp something that no one in this world can grasp. V'chi oro tamer v'nelem, you connect it to a part of Hashem, kivyachol, so to speak, that's hidden. Meir umavikas o'anayim nora umishava tzibatta v'ikarta. So this is obviously a super, super high level description that the Rebbe is giving us. And even this chakira, this question that he's asking, is so beyond for many of us. But it's a window into a way of thinking about life, even on a simple level for us. The Rebbe says we go through experiences, and we should ask ourselves, let's be intentional about this. Let's be intentional about this experience. On what level am I experiencing it? Am I experiencing it on a surface level, or am I experiencing it on a deeper level, on a soul level? Rav Kook, he writes in the beginning of his commentary on the Siddur, he has a section of introductions to the Siddur called Olas Ria, Olas Raya, where he says that the neshama, the soul, is always davening. So we could daven in the morning, and we could daven in two ways. And both ways are good. It's not taking away, as the Rebbe will say at the end of the piece here. But we can daven by saying the words and saying, thank you God for everything. Or we could daven on a deeper level where we really feel that we are in this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our soul is expressing itself through the davening, right? You can daven with your mouth, with your lips, or you can daven with your heart, with your soul. And the truth is that both are happening. When we're davening with our mouth, if we realize it, Rav Kook says, we're davening on the inside with our soul. So the Rebbe says, here's an interesting question. When you have an experience of Yiras Shamayim, when you're really feeling awed, when you're standing at the edge of a mountaintop and you're just looking out and it takes your breath away, is that a re'iyah, is that a seeing, is that an experience which is in your seichel, in your mind, or is it really deep in your soul? So this is his way of measuring. And even though for many of us this is so beyond, but maybe it opens us to realizing that we have different layers of experience, and if we're intentional about them, we're tapped into them, maybe we can find a deeper connection. Bezos tavchin. This is how you can discern. Im be'emza hisbonencha. If in the middle of your introspection, of your paying attention, of your inspiration, targish, you feel ki'ilu atonikra karega min amidaschel, min amidascha, you have been uprooted and torn from where you are right now and taken to a different place. Olehistakel el al nigbata, and you are elevated to see from a totally different vantage point. V'kolkach nizbatalta b'shazu, and you were so, nizbatalta means nullified, but means you were so transformed in this moment. Sha'af lira yereso v'leho pacharata. It's such a special moment that you even didn't want to ruin the moment with a sense of fear or a sense of ava. You were just grabbed and it totally took over your experience. Now, I don't know if I ever experienced such a thing, But the Rebbe is talking about a deep, deep awareness of the presence of Hashem in a person's life in this palpable way, to the extent Zeya techasecha vatimas, you're covered, you're sweating. And you have such an awareness before Hashem that you can't even speak. Wow. You can't even daven. All of the greatness, the light, and the sanctity. You looked, you peeked at God, which you cannot see, but you're in your different place. All of a sudden you realize that you can't realize God. And the only way that you can react to this moment, the only way, it's such an overwhelming spiritual experience, the only way you can respond is by realizing that Hashem wants you to respond with davening. So you daven, you talk, you say, wow, God, this is just amazing. Imkein avar alecha, maybe this took place when a person witnessed the birth of a child or had some major spiritually uplifting event that literally takes a person's breath away, and they realize, they feel that presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we feel that we've seen something that's just transcendent. Imkein avar alecha, if that's what you experienced, teida, you should know, says the Rebbe, shemigvul levushecha vahala im nishmasecha hibatta, that beyond the borders of your levush. Levush means clothing, but in this context, the Gemara says in Shabbos that sometimes our body can be referred to as our garment. We've seen beyond our physical limits. Im nishmascha nibatta, we saw with our soul. When we had that overwhelming, amazing experience, and even if we can think about such a thing or imagine such a thing, it's a high level. That it's an out-of-body experience. That is seeing with your soul, says the Rebbe. V'yam lav, and it wasn't at that level. Rak besoch levushecha, it was within our body we had that inspirational experience. V'efshar, maybe rak b'machshavtecha hisponanta, maybe we even only saw with our machshava, with our mind. Avol, says the Rebbe, and this is an important chizuk for us. Gam mizeh, also from this, al tisrachik, don't distance yourself from this. Don't think this is not a big deal. Vegam hi tova. That's also good. There are different levels. They're seeing with our eyes and they're seeing with our heart. There's experience something with our mind or experiencing it with our soul. So obviously the Rebbe says that when a person has this super duper high level spiritual experience, we should realize that. But the Rebbe is saying, you know what? Gam hi tova. If we can wake ourselves up in the morning and when we say Moda'ani, which is hard because we're half asleep often, when we say Moda'ani, we think to ourselves, even just for a moment, to have that moment where our machshava, where our eyes are seeing the goodness of God, and we say, Ribbono Shalom, thanks for getting us up this morning. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to have another day. Let me look at this day with the eyes, not just of my physical eyes, but of my soul. We say, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for wanting to have a relationship with me, and thank you for giving me the life that I have. So even that, even if it's coming on this very basic level of the re'ia of our inayim, even if we're just looking with our eyes and we're not looking with our soul, we're having that experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're having that conversation. We're having that re'iyascha, that vision, that personal spiritual experience. So obviously, at the highest level, it's amazing. But for each one of us to realize that we can, at our own level, be intentional about figuring out what are we seeing when we're having this moment, to create the moment, and then to tap into it to figure out which part of ourselves is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we seeing with in any given spiritual experience?